mom surviving life. Tough questions, real answers, awesome hacks.
Hello and welcome to Mom Surviving Life. Today, Carla and I are going to talk about being a single parent. This is something that I have been dealing with since pretty much day one. Carla has gotten this experience last week and this week because Shane was on nights and her parents were out of town, and she's been asking me questions. As always, please subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you are listening to us on, and please follow us on social media.
Oh, it's been a whirlwind of a couple weeks, that's for sure.
We're also recording this literally 2 days before this drops because I have said to Carla, I'm like, we need to record. And she's like, we'll do it this day. And then she can't do it because...
Hey, well, we both bailed yesterday, so...
Oh, yes. I was going to say, the first time you bailed because you were too tired. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. We'll do it next week. And then we were supposed to do it on Wednesday. And you're like, let's do it on Friday of last week. And then it didn't happen. I'm pretty sure I forgot about Friday of last week. And then this week we were supposed to do it yesterday. And you're like, can we do it tomorrow? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I got 4 million things to do. And then tonight I'm like, we have to record.
So here we are. And it's not that we don't want to be here. We just have very busy lives right now. And it's a lot. Especially since I'm still trying to figure out things at my parents' house. And like Erica said, everybody ditched me this week.
So like, give us a quick update as to what's going on with you. Because I feel like that might help people.
So I sold my house. And I have to be out by the end of the month. But we're already out. I've been living with my parents for almost 2 months. Ella's second birthday is this weekend in 3 days. Shane's been working on nights for the last 2 weeks. My parents went away to visit my sister for a week. My brother and his family went to their cottage for a week. My best friend went to his cottage for a week. So I've literally been left completely alone for an entire week. And normally I'm like, I'll take Ella and go to my parents for dinner one night, and I'll go and visit someone else for a night, and I'll go and visit someone else for a night. Yeah, it has not worked out that way. So it's been interesting. So yes, I've had lots of questions because it's a lot and it's exhausting. And I'm trying to unpack my parents' house and organize it because all of our stuff is here now. So we have to declutter their stuff to fit our stuff, and it's just been chaos. So yeah, there's a little tidbit on my life in the last couple weeks and months. And I'm trying to get a new car, which has also been a struggle because cars are hard to come by. Yay.
So Carla's just gonna kind of run through her list, and I'm pretty sure we're gonna go on 4 million tangents as we always do. Because it's like, oh, I have an idea. Going back to this point that was like 20 minutes ago. So I guess you can just start and we'll go from there.
All right. So we all know I am not a single parent. I am married to the wonderful Shane that you guys all met. But I am going to ask Erica questions on how to make life easier for those of you that are single parents, and like questions that I have asked her throughout the last week or so, to try and make my life easier.
And before we start, I have to say one thing. My mom and my dad are huge helps to me on a daily basis. I would say hourly, but there are times where I am by myself. So sometimes it's how I would be doing it if I was on my own, as opposed to what I've actually been doing for the last 2 years, because I do live with my parents, which is a huge help.
Which I am learning very quickly how great it is to have your parents close by. So what is the best way to prepare for the week ahead? Like planning outfits and food, like what kind of things do you do and how do you do it?
Okay, so as far as planning outfits, I have all the girls' clothes segregated by t-shirts, shorts, sweaters. Twin stuff is folded together, which previously in season one, we did talk about how to fold and how I fold twin clothing together. I will look like right before I go to bed to see what the weather is going to be tomorrow And I then figure out, okay, they need to wear a sweater and shorts, or they can get away with a t-shirt and pants, or kind of in my head figure out what the clothing components are going to be for the girls. And I pick out my, literally down to my bra and underwear, what I'm wearing tomorrow, so that I can just, because I, like, we sleep in the basement and our, like, shower and, like, our bathtub and shower is on the upper floor of our house. I have to walk up 2 flights of stairs to go have a shower. So I just, like, pre-plan my outfits the night before, and I find it helps a lot because I'm not thinking about what I'm going to be wearing that day. I do it the night before. Unless I wake up and it's raining and I actually have to change my outfit, then I have to pick it out. But generally I have a backup in mind. But I pick out my clothes, the girls' clothes beforehand. Shoes are generally at the back door. Before I go to bed, I make sure that I have snacks and my lunch is prepped. I will also make sure that, like, I pre-prep all the fruit, because the girls for breakfast have either an English muffin with peanut butter or an everything bagel with butter. And I just kind of flip-flop between the two so that they keep eating the entire thing, because they only get half, which, bonus if you have twins, you can cut something in half and you don't have to eat the other half. So I make sure their bento boxes are washed. I have a reusable coffee filter that I use to make my coffee. I make sure that that's rinsed out, because if I don't, I have to do it in the morning, and that sucks. Excuse me. So I do all of that before the girls, well, like, while they're in bed. And then in the morning, I get up between 1 to 2 hours before I get my kids up. Lately, I've only been getting up an hour before I get my kids up. And in that hour, I will shower, do my makeup, and then I will make the girls breakfast, which does not take very long because everything is pretty much prepped. The only thing I'm doing is toasting either an English muffin or the bagel, like I said. I pack my lunch for work, which is basically just like going to the fridge. And because everything is already prepackaged, I'm just picking out Tupperware containers of what I want. As far as like dinners, I'm either pulling something out and nuking it in the microwave that's leftovers. I would do a crock pot meal, or now that I actually am finished work a little bit earlier, I will make something quick. Like if I can make pasta, or I'll do something in the air fryer. That's kind of like how I do it. Also, my mom makes dinner a lot, and by a lot, I'm going to say like 90% of the time.
That's helpful. For sure.
Oh, if you can have your parents cook dinner even one night a week, it's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
So we're trying to, we know our board we talked about from the dollar store, like the days of the week board.
Yes,
so
I love that board.
We're using that to meal plan. So then my dad, who doesn't work, can prep everything, because Shane and I are better at like the actual cooking of things, but if he can prep everything, sweet. As well as like his to-do list and like groceries we need, and we need to like start using it more, but we're getting there. We still have a very chaotic house, so we're getting there a little at a time.
So with my dad not working, he's picking up all the groceries. So my mom does a grocery list. If Shane and I want anything, we kind of put our little 2 cents in and what we want, because we make most of the meals. Dad's prepping and just going grocery shopping. Shane and I are way better of the cookers in the house. So, and since he's not working, might as well put him to work that way. So we use the days of the week whiteboard from the dollar store, and we use it to meal prep, and we're using it for lists of things that need to get done, and we're using it for grocery lists. So far so good, and it's great, but having them here is amazing. So yes, I agree, if they can help with things, then by all means. I also find it takes us a lot longer to get home now too. We like, I was 10 minutes from home, and now I'm like almost 45 minutes by the time I drop my coworker off, because I'm carpooling with a coworker because we live 5 minutes away from each other.
That's good though, because then you're saving money.
Oh yeah, so much better. We pay half the gas, right?
So now gas is basically the same as it was before.
Yeah. Before I had to drive so far.
Okay, so something else that I wanted to touch on is when I prep for my week, like a lot of the time people don't realize this, but my mom and I will sit there. Like we just today, like I was downstairs talking to my mom, and you're like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm just talking to my mom. I'm like game planning because I'm going to visit Carla this weekend. And this is going to be my second weekend taking my kids by myself somewhere. Because I generally will bring like my mom or a friend or something to help me. And this is my first weekend where I'm not doing that. Sorry, second, because the first one I went to Cass's, but I guess Cass was my helper. So for me, something else that I really wanted to touch on was prepping with the people that you live with, like what's going on. And like with my mom, it's not so much, oh, like, can I go here? It's literally like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Does that fit in with your schedule? And then if it doesn't, I have to figure out either I need to get a helper that's going to help me, or I just have to figure it out on my own. Plus with my kids getting bigger, they're more independent and it's easier for me to do stuff on my own.
100%. I'm definitely finding it easier to go and do stuff while they're around.
Yes.
All right. So this was a big issue for me this past week when I was alone, because I am so used to tag teaming with Shane that I hated this. So how do you deal with your child not listening to you?
Generally, I either ignore them or I just like say, okay, well, then you're not having a book, or you're not having this, or you're not having that, or whatever it is. I don't know how to really explain how I do this, because like I've been getting it since birth, or like we like dinosaurs, so we do dinosaur roar. So if I'm actually really mad, I just roar at them like a dinosaur, and like it gets my frustration out. And I'm not kidding, like even tonight Reagan was like, she was clawing at my face and I was like, for the love of God, child, like stop, you're hurting me. So I just roared at her like a dinosaur. And she goes, mommy is a dinosaur. And I'm like, mommy is pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't realize that because I've made it into a game. I don't really, again, this is kind of one of those things that like, I've been doing it since the beginning. So like when I roar at them like a dinosaur, they think that I'm being funny. And it's like, no, I'm really, really mad. And I'm really, really annoyed. And I'm gonna lose it. But it's like, I can't lose it. There have been tears, like I put them to bed and I've just sat there and just like, I'm not even gonna lie, I ugly cried because I'm just so bent from the day. I will physically remove them from a situation if I think that they're overstimulated. I'll say, okay, you're not having a cookie, or, you know, we're gonna do bedtime earlier, and they have no concept of time. So that's just kind of, you know, something that I do on my own. I also kind of figure out why they're not listening, in all honesty. Like for me, I can kind of tell like they're hungry or they're overstimulated or they're tired or it's something else. Like today, Reagan absolutely lost it in her crib. Like I'm pretty sure I ripped her arm off or something. Piggybacked her into her crib and then she lost it because she wanted to pick out a book first. Because Kinsley picked out a book. I'm like, whatever, pick out a book. And then she's laying in her crib and she's still bawling her eyes out. I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, are you sure? Yeah. Okay, good night.
Yep.
But yeah, I ignore them a lot of the time. Like they'll be having a full-on freak out in the grocery store. If they're not listening, especially in the grocery store, this is like a huge life hack for literally everybody listening. I have food pouches in my diaper bag specifically for checkouts. Because generally it takes them about a food pouch for me to check out of a store.
Nice. Good to know.
And the food pouch is in their mouth, so they're quiet. So you can actually talk, especially if you're price fetching your groceries.
No, that works. That works. That would work really well. All right. So this is another big one for me, because being alone, you don't get a break. You are everything in every way for your kids. So how do you make me time? And I know you already get up early as one of yours, but what else do you do to get some me time in your day while being a single parent?
This is really sad, but I like listening to my radio above 15 volume, because that's like the max I can listen to in my car before my kids are like, too loud, mommy, too loud. And now we're down to 10. So I roll my windows down, crank my music, which totally is a form of self-care. So I also have really nice skincare that I use. So I have like a couple different masks, and then I have an exfoliating scrub. So I like to do that. And I know that sounds really weird, but I thoroughly love having a nice skincare routine. I do my nails like acrylic with a tip. And currently I'm doing black tips, like French manicure, because apparently it's like, you know, 2010 in my head, and I'm doing a black tip manicure. I incorporate me time even with the girls. Like, there's some times, because they're a little bit older, they can play by themselves. And like, bonus to having twins, they entertain each other. I'll sit there and watch them play on the slides, and I'll sit in like Instagram reels for 20 minutes. Like, I'm watching my kids, but also I'm getting some me time in. I will tell my kids that something is broken so I don't have to deal with it. Like, we broke Cocomelon at my house, and I purged my kids of Cocomelon, and Carla's like, Ella just got into it. I'm like, great. So I'm probably going to have to break my kids of that addiction again after this weekend, which, whatever.
We'll just do Elmo. How do you feel about Elmo?
We love Elmo. I'm 100% down with Elmo. We think Elmo was the bomb. But yeah, that's kind of my me time. I went through a really dark phase of not doing me time. Like, I cried. I had, like, therapy is also my me time, and I do therapy after the girls go to bed. I have a great therapist. She's willing to meet with me at like 8 o'clock at night, which is like amazing, because
that's when you can do it.
Yes. Also, this podcast is therapy for me. Editing the podcast, doing show notes, actually recording, like, it's all therapy to me. Well, I guess it's kind of like talk therapy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess that's my me time.
That works. How do you get anything done while the kids are awake?
I don't. Or I'm like, hey, grandma, can you watch my kids for 20 minutes? I can do a lot in 20 minutes. Like, it's scary. I can change the sheets on my bed and both of their cribs, get a load of laundry going, sort laundry, and I can vacuum our room. Because we have a split room and it's divided with like bookcases. Or I incorporate them. Like, the girls really, really like helping in the kitchen. They can't really do anything yet, but they love helping in the kitchen. So I generally am like, oh, bring a chair over. And I have one on this chair and one on this chair. And I'm like, tell me what mommy's doing. So it's like, mommy's cutting, or, you know, you have to wash fruits or vegetables. So then they'll help me wash fruits and vegetables. Or I just kind of get that, like, I incorporate them. Or if, like, we're cleaning, I'll give them, like, we have these little travel cloths, and I will give them a wet travel cloth, and they'll like wipe the floor down thinking that they're helping clean. Meanwhile, I'm cleaning the stove.
That's smart and works.
And then they clean the floor. We also have like a little Berman dustpan that Regan thinks that she's helping Rex clean up his food. she dumps it literally everywhere. But I'm like, whatever.
Keeps her busy and out of your hair.
Yes. And sometimes all you need is for them to be busy for like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. How do you get groceries?
Groceries is like a systematic mission. Like, it's done with military precision. Like, not kidding. Okay. So the first thing I do is, because I've evolved my groceries throughout the year. So when I was on maternity leave, my mom would come with me. We would do Costco. We would do a regular grocery store. And sometimes we would do a Dollarama if we could fit it in. Then as they got older and I got a job, I was able to get Friday or Thursdays off early because I do my groceries on Thursdays. Now the current schedule is I work until 5 o'clock. I go and pick my kids up. We go to Wendy's and they have car seat trays, which we highlighted in the last episode. And I will get my kids Wendy's. Like, I just order off like the value meal. I pull a hamburger in two. I give them some chicken nuggets. I go that route. And because I'm currently on a massive restriction diet, I can't eat any of that. But we will eat on our way from Wendy's to Costco. When we get to Costco, they're generally done their meal, and I give them a snack cup with either some puffs, and I make like their own trail mix in it. So I will make them their trail mix, which we bring into Costco with us, and that I generally have like a list of like what I need from Costco, and I know it's like where it is, how to get it, get in and get out. Like, don't dawdle when you're grocery shopping. If you want a window shop, go on Amazon after your kids go to bed, because like that's not the time. And generally I will refill their snack cup while we're in Costco. And then when we get to the checkout, they're generally hungry, and I give them an applesauce pouch, which are amazing. And generally I can get through the Costco checkout with them eating the applesauce pouch, because that's me like putting everything on the belt, getting through checking out, and then carrying on with my day. And then we go to the grocery store, and sometimes I'll take them out and let them walk with me while I'm getting stuff. But that's only if they're paying attention and being good. If they're being little buggers, then no. But I the show notes basically say snacks with like three exclamation points. Also, Costco gives you free samples. And generally when you have kids, they will let you have like a sample each. And the kids absolutely love the samples at Costco.
But yeah, my
thing is feed them right before you go. And they think that Wendy's is like this big treat. Feed them before you go, make sure that you have snacks. And I would say my mom calls it the distraction noodle, but like, make sure you have a distraction noodle on hand, whatever that is.
How do you just survive the day? Like, I have been so exhausted. I feel like I didn't do anything the week I was home alone.
Something that I need to tell my therapist, and it kind of dawned on me the other day, was space and grace. Give yourself some space, give yourself some grace. This is something I'm trying to teach my kids. If all you do in a day is make sure that your kid didn't die, you did enough. Like, I hate to say it, but like these people that are like, I got up at 4 a.m. and I ran 20K and I meal prepped. I'm like, congratulations. Do you want a sticker? Like, there are some days when, yeah, I am on my game. My kids are listening and getting it done. Like, bing, bang, boom. Everything is falling into place like a well-organized puzzle. And there are other days where I do not have ducks in a row. I have squirrels at a rave. And I'm like, I'm out. Like, I'm done. The one night I had to go to the thrift store. I'm like, we're going to go to the thrift store. We're going to get Wendy's. We're going to go to Costco. We're going to go to the grocery store. I had like everything planned out. We went to the thrift store. We went to the Wendy's and we went home. That's it. I had to do Costco another day. I was like, well, don't leave everything to the last minute is probably what I would say for this. Like I said, give yourself some space, give yourself some breathing room. Like, don't ever buy toilet paper when the last roll of toilet paper in your house is on the toilet paper dispensing spot, like whatever that's called. Like, don't leave it till it's half empty. Like, make sure that you're like, I'm opening up the last package, we have six rolls, buy another one. Then don't wait till you have no more food left in the fridge and no milk, buy that before you run out. Like, make sure that you always have, I guess, stock. And like,
I think that works for clothes too. Like, make sure your kids' clothes are washed before you're on the last set of clothes and everything, right? Like, it's kind of a all around, like, not just food, but everything.
Well, and that's what I tell a lot of people is, I'm like, you need to make sure that you have a stock. Like, I was raised by my mom, who is very organized, and she has a stock of everything. Like, when there's a toilet paper shortage back in 2020, if you had not told me that there was a toilet paper shortage, I never would have known in my house. One, I didn't go anywhere because I had my kids and I was not going anywhere. And two, because there was always toilet paper. We always had like ample toilet paper. We've had toilet paper from 2019 that we've never opened. My mom got these like toilet papers as like a gift. Like, when you spend so much at the grocery store, you get toilet paper for free. Like, that's how real Canadian works. So she's like, that's just our emergency reserve in case we need it. And we've never needed it. And it's like, it doesn't go bad. So it just kind of like sits in the stockpile. But like, we have preserves. Like, my mom does applesauce. I always make sure that there's like pre-made meals in the oven, or that there's pizzas or TV dinners or something in the oven. So that's like, I don't really feel like cooking, but you guys need to eat here. Eat this. Like, there's always something on hand that I can make quick. To survive your day, I would make it easier. Like, I have a little caddy that I carry from like the changing station. And our changing station now is just like a set of shelves. Like, it's not anything elaborate. And I have a little caddy, got it from the dollar store, and it has their lotion, their diaper creams, the essential oils, and I can throw pull-ups or diapers in it depending on what I need, and I can throw everything else in it afterwards. And I just either, we do it right there, or I take it to the living room, I can bring it up for their bath. Like, I make it easier on myself. The basket for your bottles and your pump kit when you're nursing and bottle feeding, like, my mom at first was like, this is a stupid idea. Then we started using it, and she's like, this is ingenious, because I can just take your crap out of the sink, do what I need to do, and put crap back in the sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you're not dealing with it, but you're also getting it out of your way, and it's easier.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, in our show notes, you have schedule and routine.
Yes.
I already know how important those are. Like, those are very important in my life. Obviously, our routine was a little out of whack with nobody around, because now Ella was used to, like, a full house of people, and then it was just me and her. And so we had to keep her even more entertained and occupied. But keeping the schedule was so important. And, like, I still try and do, like, our regular bedtime routine, even when Shane's at work and he calls before bed, so she does get to video chat with him. But it's hard. It's very hard.
The one thing that I would stress more than anything is that the schedule allows your kid to know what is going on. So if you think, oh, this is so stupid. Yeah, you know what? You may think this schedule is stupid, but it allows your kid to know this is what's next. Like, my kids know now in the grocery store line that they get a food pouch as long as they're, like, semi-well-behaved. And, like, my kids are so well-behaved that, like, when they are little buggers, it's a very large gap. So, like, that's the thing. When your kids know what to expect and what is expected of them, they thrive on this routine of, like, oh, we do this, we do this, we do this. Like, my kids know. I'm like, what do we do when you take your shirt off? They bring their hands up. Yeah. Makes taking their shirt off just easier. You're not fighting them on it. And my mom's like, baby hands up. She did this since I was a baby. But now my kids are old enough. They're like, baby hands up. Okay, great. Do that. But it works, because then I'm not fighting to get a shirt off a kid.
Right.
Just 100%. Speeds up my life.
Yes.
Okay. We are going to move on to highs and lows. Do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I will go first.
Okay.
So my high for the week while I was alone was I got to go to baseball kid-free for, like, the second time ever. And it was amazing. So my brother-in-law and his girlfriend watched her, and they live on a farm super close to where I play baseball. And they have baby ducks and baby chickens and turkeys and cats and dogs, and Ella, for the first time ever, was like, bye. Like, go away. I don't need you. I got this. And I was like, but my baby. And it was hilarious. And then when people at baseball asked where she was, I was like, oh, I dropped her off at the farm. And they took it the wrong way. I don't know how people look at it, but around here, when you take things to the farm, it's normally
you old Yeller style.
Yes, old Yeller style. Let's just say that. So a lot of people took it the wrong way, and I was like, no, like, my brother-in-law just lives on a farm, and she was having a blast, and she did not want to leave, so that sucked a little. Because I was like, let's go home. And she didn't want to. And it's not like she was still playing out in the yard. She was, like, sitting on their bed watching Cocomelon and chilling. But I was happy she had a fun time. That's the first time they ever watched her. So it was a successful first time. And they were like, we'll watch her again anytime. Just let us know. And I'm like, perfect. Good to know.
But also that makes it better for you. Because, like, she enjoyed being there. Like, if you picked her up, yeah, and she's like, Mama!
Yeah.
Then you're going to be like, okay, you can't watch her anymore. And then they're right. going to be upset.
Right. So it was all around really good. And work is going really good right now. I feel like I've gotten myself on a schedule and it feels amazing. Except when people put wrenches in my schedule and I'm like, don't mess with my schedule. But obviously I can't control everything. And because we tried to do this while I was in the middle of my alone week, my low was, I'm super exhausted. Send help, because I was dying. And that's why we didn't record, because I just wanted to sleep. Every night I put Ella to bed. I think I maybe stayed up for half an hour, showered, and went to bed right behind her. So by the time I like got everything cleaned up and showered, it was like I was going to bed within an hour of her going to bed. So
it's, yeah, some days you're just like, I'm so tired, I'm so drained, I can't do it. But
yeah,
eventually you get into a routine yourself of doing, like, I'm so used to doing everything on my own that like I just have a routine down.
Right.
Like, my parents help a lot, but like they don't do my laundry. They don't, like, yeah, they help us, they help me like cook meals, and maybe they'll watch my kids for 20 minutes, but like I'm responsible for like changing my bed, changing their bed. I have to make sure that their bums are changed, take the diapers down to the diaper genie, empty the diaper genie, empty the garbages in our room, make my lunch, make them their breakfast / lunch. If I'm taking them to the grocery store, like, what's going on with that? Like, I do all of that on my own.
Right.
So I feel pretty efficient for everything I'm doing. And then I also try and like clean the house as like my help to my mom.
Right.
So
my other high though is Erica's coming and it's Ella's second birthday party and I'm very excited.
Oh my God, we didn't send you a Snapchat.
That's okay.
We did send you a Snapchat saying happy birthday, but it wasn't Ella's birthday.
Yes.
I can't remember what we were doing on Ella's birthday. I said, you, I was like, we'll send a Snapchat later. And then
it never happened, but that's okay. It was busy. It was a busy night. What are your highs and lows?
So Kinsley has a new catchphrase. Really? She says it at the exact right time. She's going to do it this weekend and you're going to laugh and it's going to be hilarious. Like, and then Reagan is, oh my gosh. That is their catchphrases now. And it is beyond hilarious because like you'll say like, or she'll go, for Kinsey Lou, because that's what I call her, is Kinsey Lou. And so now she's like, for Kinsey Lou. And I'm like, yes, for Kinsey Lou. I'm like, oh my God. So it's actually hilarious, like watching them like learn and establish like what's going on in the world. It's very funny. And they're also able starting to converse. Like I had a full conversation with Reagan, like, I don't know, last week. And I was so proud of her. I was like, oh, you answered all the questions and you made sense.
Yay.
It was awesome.
That's exciting.
I don't know if we should be bringing this up, but like the Rogers outage was awesome for me because I got a bunch of stuff done because nobody could call the office.
I'm not gonna lie, I also got a lot done, but I don't think it truly affected me. Maybe it did a little, I don't know, but I was drowning in like 70 emails that whole week. So I feel like the day the Rogers outage happened, I feel like I like got everything done and it felt really good. So maybe it did help. Maybe people couldn't send me any more emails, so I was able to get on top of it.
So Interact was down and so was the internet. So like work was difficult for me, but also easier, if that makes sense. And I don't think it really does, but that's really what happened.
It doesn't. That is what happened, but
if you know the industry I work in, you understand why it was harder and easier. But if you don't know the industry I work in, like, sorry, you're not going to understand that. My low is my kids are starting to become aware that their dad has a vastly different parenting style than mine. And I'm just going to leave it at that because, like, I can't say anything else. I'm going to get in trouble. Reagan at daycare and Kinsley, they are obsessed with the sandbox, which, by the way, if you would have told me that my kids, when they started daycare, that they would have been obsessed with the sandbox, I would have told you were dead wrong. Because our neighbor, they have a big sandbox, and I think they just like dumped a truckload of sand in their backyard, which is fine because like it works for them. Like there's not bugs or anything, but they would put their hands in it and they'd be like, mummy, dirty, mummy, dirty. And I'd have to clean their hands off and they wouldn't want to play in it anymore. My kids, they get sand all up in them and they need a diaper change and a thorough cleaning when they get in the sandbox. And daycare didn't do that the one day. And we now have a rash on Kinsley's bum, and I luckily use the Penitin medicated clear gel cream. Works amazing, killed it instantly. But yeah, so that sucked. Also, this
has it been better? Has Dave been better about it?
Because I've been on it, and as soon as they get home, I like am on about changing her and like getting the sand out of their bum.
Good.
Also, during a Zoom meeting, a boss of mine heard me say I had a brain fart, and of course that's when Zoom cut out and all they heard was I had to fart. So that is floating around in some recording somewhere, so that's fantastic. I was very, very red for like the rest of the meeting, so that was awesome because my face gets super flushed super easily. But yeah, and then my other high is I'm going to see Carla this weekend. And my low is that because I'm on the restriction diet, I cannot have a chicken delight.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's okay. I will come back to Windsor when I am not on my restriction diet, which, by the way, the restriction diet is to rebalance my gut health. I was put on it by a medical professional. I am being monitored by a medical professional. You do not need to worry. I am okay. I am safe. This is not like some crash, crazy diet that I'm doing. I mean, it is crazy and it is a diet, but like there's a reason for it and there's an end date.
Yes.
But yeah, so those are my highs and lows.
Yay. Alrighty. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We appreciate all the support. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. Jump over to our social media for links about all the stuff we just talked about. We want to hear from you. Send us a DM or an email. See you on the first.